Well, hello, and welcome to Dwell. Hello, I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good, everybody. Welcome. This is our season two finale of Dwell. Hello. It's our Watch What Crappens House Hunters spinoff show. And man, this has been just an amazing season, eh, Ben?
Oh, my God. There have been so many funny episodes, and there were so many great ones that people recommended that we didn't even get to. Like there was probably about four or five that were this close to being chosen. But ultimately, I mean, hey, maybe we'll do a third season. We'll get them in there. But for right now, we decided to take on an episode, another House Hunters International episode called Staying on Track in Monaco. Do you remember the deets on this one, which season and episode it is?
I do. We watched this on Discovery Plus, and it was Volume 4, Season 96, Episode 4, Staying on Track in Monaco. And we say this every week, but these are kind of hard to find because there's different streaming services, etc. So this Discovery Plus, if you search the episode title, Staying on Track in Monaco, it will show up under the episode section.
Yeah, you have to hit a tab, so it might not be fully evident at first. But then once you do get there, congratulations, you have a funny episode to watch, because this one cracked me up. I mean, it's been a funny season for us because, we've actually encountered, many, many interesting, members of our fellow gay community, and, we're getting all different flavors of it. And in this episode, we have young, idealistic, totally naive and unrealistic gay, which was a real delight.
I love a shallow, unrealistic gay.
Okay. That's what this episode is all about.
Yes, this queen just wants to be rich. He wants to live in the richest place in the world. He's wanted to since he was a little boy. Like, he has never been more inspired than he has from seeing Monaco. And he has a different version than his mother. Like, he's even idealized where he heard of Monaco. You know, he's got like his own version of where he heard the story, which is a little bit more romantic than the truth. And he's just always dreamt of it. He's, you know, worked so hard to come to Monaco. Can't afford it. Okay. And I love it. I just love it. He's like a Louis Vuitton belt and a pair of Old Navy jeans. You know what I mean? Like,
he really is.
You're just spending all that money so you can look rich, but everybody knows you wear an Old Navy too, girl. Come on.
Yeah. So this guy, he's like an Adam Rippon type, you know, like the ice skater. And we just hear him say, "This is the life, isn't it, huh? This is the life." And he tells us, because right now we're just getting, it's the beginning, it's the sort of the preamble, we don't know what's happening, we're getting little shots of what we will see. And he goes, "The first time I saw Monaco on TV was when I was 5, and my mind was completely blown." And then
it's not going to be the only thing that's blown for you to keep that apartment. I'll tell you that much.
I know. So Linda comes on. "Native New Englander Ben has always known he was destined for glamorous shores." And then we just see Ben stepping out of a car like an ingenue, like, "I'm here in the big city, mother."
And he's with his mother. He drives up somewhere in a fancy car. You know, I wrote rental. Obvious rental. Shows up in a rental luxury car. And when he graduated from school, Monaco gave him the out he'd been looking for. He did everything he could to make his caviar dreams come true. And he's like, "I have just been working so hard to make this a reality. Now here I am, Mom. Let's go shopping."
Yeah. And he's like, "I'm a little impulsive." I'm like, "Yeah, you're moving to Monaco." And you're going to Monaco for graduate school. So then we also see this like gorgeous realtor. This lady is like a model. And she says, "Monaco can be a difficult place to house hunt. It's luxurious and bling bling." And by bling bling, I mean not for American students.
Yeah. And he's like, "I told you, I've got delusions of grandeur. Let's do that." So we see him walking with his mom. And his mom is, of course, his mom, right? It's like, yeah, she's my mom, basically. Like, boys like this have a specific kind of mother. And my mom is the same, walking around in a fur by the water, taking her son to Monaco and promising him that anything can happen, even though that is a damn lie and we all know it. Okay.
Yeah. And like the narrative of this episode is kind of like, ugh, I'm living in some armpit of America, some like some dead end shit can town, and I just want to go to the luxury and the beauty of Monaco. And so we see where he's from. He's from Guilford, Connecticut. It has like this adorable New England town. It's like beautiful town green, adorable shops, you know, like a church, like a little white church with a steeple and a town clock. I mean, it's literally like Back to the Future. And he's like, ew, gotta get out of here. Gotta get to Monaco.
Yes, and clearly wealthy, right? Like at least upper middle class. And
it's on Long Island Sound, so it's actually on the water.
Yeah, like really pretty, and you know that his mother is just like put upon. Like, yes. Okay, but you know, he's off the rails, but I'm going to show him how to be responsible, and he has to get a job. And you know, it's one of those like you have to get a job and at least pay 20% of the bills, or you know, something like that. Because she's a good mom. I mean, I think she's a good mom, you know, and she knows what she's got. Like, she knows, she opened the package, totally read the instructions, and knows what she's got, and is just, you know, trying to kind of reel him in, but still be a good, like, friendly mom with him. It's so cute. I love the mom.
Like, if someone were to make a movie of the mom's life, she'd clearly be played by, like, Marissa Tomei in the best way. Like, this would be, like, another Oscar-nominated Marissa Tomei role of, like, I just want the best for my son. If I have to work another shift at the grocery store, so be it. I just want him to go to Monaco, huh?
No, this woman does not work in a grocery store. I imagine that she was like... No,
in the movie she does, to make her more sympathetic.
Okay, yeah. I was going to go down a whole path. So Ben's like, yeah, I grew up my whole life living in Connecticut. It's beautiful, peaceful, quiet. A little too quiet, if you know what I mean.
And they're like walking along Long Island Sound, like this really coveted real estate and like a coveted view for a town, and he goes, I just want to trade this gray for blue, as if he's like looking at raw sewage. It's like lovely wooden, you know, posts and like seagulls, and it's just like, it's literally a postcard. He's like,
and he's like, I just want a glass of champagne sitting on the beach. Well, okay, stop planning on breaking the law right at first, okay, because you cannot take glass on the beach.
Also, you're on the water. You are literally, what part of you walking along the water with your mom does not say you're on the water? Just take the champagne a block away. You're there.
He says, growing up, I felt like Connecticut was not a place that I really fit in. Okay, guess what? Monaco's not a place you really fit in. I mean, in Connecticut, maybe you were too fabulous for Connecticut, but in Monaco, you're too poor, girl.
You are too poor and too ordinary. So then now we meet the mom.
You're too ordinary. You're ordinary.
So the mom is Rosemary Franco. Benjamin was always fascinated with international places growing up. You know, my parents had taken a cruise to Monaco and my mother came back with all the pictures. Turns out she just took photos of the time she went to Florida and told him it was Monaco. Well, unfortunately, it was a big mistake because now that's all he wants.
We should have just told him it was Epcot at the time. And he's like, oh my God, I could not believe this place existed. Having this alternate reality of Monaco gave me something to look forward to. Like... well, once I get there, it would all be for me.
Like, he's clearly going to wind up as a male prostitute, right? Like, this is how all the prostitution stories begin, right? Yeah. Once I get to Monaco, everything will be fixed. I'll fit right in and I'll be adopted into high society. Me, Ben, the graduate student.
Honey, you're going to be sitting on traffic cones. I'm going to tell you that much right now. So Rose is like, I knew it wouldn't be long for him to be onto something bigger and better. She's got like little tear the whole time. Like, my son leaving me.
So Ben says, I found out that they had a university and I thought I could get my master's degrees there. And then that would get me my foot in the door. And now I make every decision based on what's going to get me closer to graduate school in Monaco. Monaco University.
Sir, this is a McDonald's. Could you just give us your order?
What'll get me closer to Monaco? How many times do I have to ask?
I wanted to get to Monaco so badly I started working at an Amoco just because it sort of sounds like it.
I only get my gas at a Texaco.
I only listen to Monica on Friends Speak.
Car dealership is his job. That's where he's been working. He's been at a car dealership. So we see him selling a car and it's so funny. He's like,
so I think we have one right over here. You're going to Levico.
If you look up, you'll notice that the entire roof of this car is made of glass. The world is your oyster. This is the Monaco of cars.
Look, this one has a navigation system. And if you look up, there's a dried up old dad looking at you from that rear view mirror. See? You did it. He's like, wow, that's just a mirror. But thanks, kid. Yeah, this car also comes with a free trip. A free tip. Moisturize. You only get one skin suit, Daddy. Now get out. Buy it and get out. Okay?
So he basically says how he stopped living his life so he could save up for this to live in Monaco. And so now we see him. It's his last day at the Land Rover store. And he's like, you know what, Daddy? I'm moving on to something bigger, something better than Land Rover. I'm not going to be a Land Rover. I'm going to be a Yacht Rover. I resign. He's like, okay, well, thanks for working here.
I know. The boss is like, oh, my God, this kid. He's like, isn't this odd, this being my last day? He's like, I guess I'll shake your hand then.
Well, I'm going to do it. Living, finally living.
Well, I mean, I am going to be sorry to see him go, if only because we won't get our 1 p.m. rendition of Part of This World that we get every single day.
Yeah. So now we see Mom and Ben walking the dog, and she's like, you know, I think you're really going to fly high. And he tells us, I think there's a really big divide between my expectations and my mom's. I mean, I'm in a foreign country, and I have delusions of grandeur, so I need someone there who can bring me back to the reality of what I can afford. Because, you know, she buys all her faux fur at TJ Maxx, so I figured she would do.
Yeah, and as they just, like, walk through this, like, completely beautiful town, the town square where they're Westy, like a place that people just aspire to live. Ew, can't wait to get to Monaco. I'm gonna put all my hopes and dreams and childhood traumas in a basket and leave them back here in the town square while I live and recreate myself in Monaco.
So the real estate lady is now with them, and she's like, Monaco is a small country on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea, and it's separate to France, but it is obviously very, very close to France.
Yeah, and he goes, well, it's approximately a half a mile wide and a little more than a mile long, and there's 35,000 residents, and we learned that $1 million will only get you 160 square feet of space because it's the most expensive real estate in the world. In other words, the perfect place for a graduate student.
Yeah, exactly. So the real estate lady, Emily is her name, we find out. Yeah. She's like, we are known for the Grand Prix, but it's really a playground for the super rich. I'm just going to put that super in there so you can watch this episode and laugh harder. The food, the clothing, the super yachts, the celebrities by the plane load, super celebrities by the super plane load.
You know, if there's anything that we're known for, it's wealth in excess, super yachts, celebrities, not students from America. Yes, those are the things that we're pretty much known for.
He's like, in my dreams, I can totally see what my life should look like. But in my pocket, I just don't have the money to make things real. Poor shallow ass Ben. Poor shallow ass Ben.
Why are you moving to Monte Carlo? You're literally moving to Monte Carlo. Why are you doing this to yourself? So Ben, they meet up, and Ben's like, Emily? Hi, I'm Ben. She goes, Ben, Oh, I was expecting, like, Affleck, not effeminate. Okay. Oh, I see there was a mix-up. So I'm showing a student a house in Monaco. Okay. Okay. Shouldn't be a problem whatsoever. Got it.
What are you looking for, and why is it anywhere near me? And he's like, well, I want a one-bedroom. And being on the Mediterranean Sea, a sea view would be ideal. And on the top, very, very tip-top penthouse, preferably, of a modern building. That would be great. But most of all, I need to be within the borders of Monaco.
Okay. And now, has your boss approved all these expenses for? You're an assistant, right? You're not purchasing for yourself, right?
She's like, please tell me your budget because it smells very poor out here. It's hurting my nose. I'm allergic to it. He's like, let me explain, mother. Because his mom's like, okay, well, here's the thing. He's like, let me explain, mother. I have a soft budget of like $1,750, but I'm pretty flexible. Right, mom? Her purse is elastic, so.
So when you say you're flexible, does that mean you're fine with like a dumpster or a cardboard box? Which would you prefer?
girl, you better be flexible because you're going to be needing you're going to be needing to put those ankles behind that head.
So okay. Rosemary says, so Rosemary says what every realtor in Monaco probably wants to hear. Well, you know, he will have limits. He's a student. He's not able to work. So, you know, I'm sure that's that works in Monaco, right? She's like, okay. So you're much more the voice of reason here. Okay. Hold on one second. Let me just call the office. Okay. Chantal. Okay. Whose sick joke was this? Okay. Because I'm not amused. I'm not amused at all.
Oh. Well, I should have just left her at home. Well, have you ever considered just being over the border? And he's like, yes, but no. No. And she's like, well, it is pretty obvious that Ben is in the... how do you say this word? I forget.
Monegasque.
The Monegasque state of mind. But his budget is going to make that very, very difficult.
Also, his Americanism is going to make him very, very difficult because Monegasque is a native or inhabitant of Monaco. So she's basically saying that like he's got like Monaco stars in his eyes. So Emily's like, well, you know what? I mean, if you go literally meters away from Monaco, the prices are significantly lower. I mean, just over the border or several borders and perhaps an Atlantic Ocean. Oh, you look at you right back in Connecticut where you belong. Isn't that funny?
He's like, that is not why I moved here, Red. Okay. I don't want to be in France. I want to be in Monaco. And then we get like some weird, scary horns start playing.
This fucking kid who is poo-pooing France. He's like, France, okay? Like, you need to start working on your Nancy Myers movies, okay? Because you have to realize that France is a very wonderful alternative. He's like, what does France have to offer? Culture? Croissants? Beautiful, beautiful sunsets? No, thank you. I want Monaco.
He's like, but for the sake of investigation, I will look at some plain bullshit in France, okay? The carb and cream capital of the world. Great. But let's start with plan A, okay? Plan A. Monaco, plan A. So she's like, okay, well, we'll just waste my time for the penny commission I will be earning off of you.
I know. You know, being a student is obviously very important to him to save money wherever he can. So starting just outside Monaco on the French border to show him just how much he can get, which is nothing, but at least he won't be in my little country.
Right. So
she's like, keep him out.
Yeah. So they go. She's like, you'll be living here inside of this wonderful gated community. He's like, this is a pen. Yes. Well, you know, it is made of chain link, but this is very, very fancy in Monaco.
All right, let me show you in your new house. Okay, you see, I have some chalk right here. Okay, stand right there. Are you drawing a box around me? Yes, it's your new house.
So they go look over at this little town outside of Monaco. They're good of France. And she's like, basically on the other side of parking lot is Monaco. He's like, but it's not in Monaco. But it does have a parking lot for you to turn enough tricks until you can afford a taxi ride in Monaco by the time you're 60. Right.
And the mom's like, I don't think a few steps from the border really matters that much. Oh, be quiet, you homely lady. You're not the one moving here. Get out of here.
Quiet, mother. I've got Pete on speed dial. She's like, all right, honey. Go ahead. Let's take a look. So they've got a view of the ocean, which is like just a little sliver, you know. He's like, ew, what are we looking at? Well, it's a one bedroom, one bath with a balcony, a sea view, and a pool. And he goes, wow, a pool.
And here's the brilliant part. You're not in my country. Also, it's only $1,300 a month. How about that? He's like, okay, fine. So they walk in and it's basically the apartment is basically a hallway. Like you walk in and it's already a narrow hallway, but somehow it's also a kitchen when you walk. It's a kitchenette. And he's like, oh my God, it's tiny and old and there's no oven. I'm like, you're a student trying to live in Monaco, sir. What are you expecting?
Get used to tiny and old, okay? Because
that's what you'll be finding in the parking lot.
Exactly. So Emily's like, but you have microwave. I love that Emily hates him so much. She's like, there's a microwave, American, okay? You may not have luxury, but you can have Tostino pizza roll.
You may have to special order that because France has banned them just based on being disgusting.
And the mom goes, come on, you don't cook anyway. He goes, well, I won't be able to even if I wanted to.
So then they're like walking around. See, the hallway leads into this like tiny living room space that I thought was going to be also a bedroom. But actually, there is a little bedroom. And then there's a bathroom where the bathroom's actually bigger than the kitchen. But the tub is kind of like old. And he's like, oh, it's just so old and just so dirty.
Look at that grout. It's peeling. Well, honey, it's practical. And it's not so old that something can't be done with it. So the tiny living space is like white tile and this terrible foam couch. I mean, do they just not want somebody to move into this place? Because this is bad.
This is, it's like, it's horrific. It's basically like there was a sofa there and someone said, before I move out, let me make sure I take the upholstery. And they just stripped the fabric off the sofa and it's just like that sort of like mustard colored, whatever you call that, puff.
Yeah.
Foam. And he's like, what is that? Which is, of course, what everyone's probably saying to him every time he walks into Monaco. Who is that poor student in this country?
Yeah. She's like, focus on the view because that's what you're paying for. And he's like, oh my God, that is beautiful. Which it's I not. Believe this is the one where it's not really. I mean, you can see a little bit of the ocean, but you have to like crane your head and hang halfway off the balcony and you can see like a sliver.
Yeah, like you have to like crane to see it. But if you're just looking out the balcony, it's just kind of like a hill with trees. It's like an unremarkable hill with trees. I'm sure his view in Connecticut is significantly better. So Emily's like, yes, and on a clear day, you can see all the way to Italy, which is perhaps someplace you should go to instead because, you know, this is you're poor, you're very poor. So so then he like slides open a door to that, and it's the closet. And he goes, is this a walk-in closet? And Emily goes, no.
Listen, I haven't lived in a closet since I was 4 years old, bitch. Okay, get me out of here. So they go to look at the pool, and he's like, oh my God, you can see Monaco. Hi, Monaco, I love you. Oh my God, I've been dreaming of you.
So he says, you know what, like, I love the terrace. I love the view. I love this big giant communal pool that hasn't been maintained in what looks to be 15 years. But the apartment just doesn't have much to offer. I mean, I'm like, doesn't have much to offer, much like students in Monaco. What are you going to offer?
So Emily's like, but it's a good deal. And the mom says, you know, that's the biggest consideration here. You're close to school, which is why you're here. Listen, there are only so many rich old men in Connecticut to marry. Okay. You're taking this. And he's like, I want to go see something updated in, where is it? Monaco. Let's go to Monaco. So now we get his version. He's like, well, the first time I heard about Monaco was being little and watching the Grand Prix, and now I'm here. No, it was not. It was when your grandparents went to Epcot and took some pictures at a hot dog stand, sir. Don't try and make this like you knew what the Grand Prix was when you were two.
And that you were watching the Grand Prix. What is this Rashomon of Monaco that he's going through? So Linda says, Ben left quaint New England behind to study the good life in Monaco, where he will become destitute and go into a life of prostitution just afford a croissant.
Yes, and then this is where we find out what Ben is studying in Monaco. Yes, he is going to get a master's degree in luxury service. Now, girl, no. He tells us, I hope to get into luxury yachting. Okay, guess what? You're going to be waiting tables and scrubbing toilets. We watch Below Deck, sir.
Yeah.
We know what this means. You do not need a master's degree.
You definitely do not need a master's degree. And this poor kid thinking that working on a yacht will be stepping into the high life. I mean, we've seen this actually many seasons on the show. People who really think they are going to be the guests on those yachts. And he's in for an even ruder awakening than he's already going to be getting as a student in Monaco.
You know, being a waiter so long, one of my best friends was also a waiter. But he's like snottier than me. He's kind of like the Fraser Crane to my, I don't know, Cliff. I don't know what you would say. So he is very, like, snotty. So he would get, like, these fine dining jobs. Oh, my God. He would just everything. Like, suddenly when the wine came to the table, he'd be like, I'm like, it's a Silk Road. It's a $5 bottle of wine. Okay, it's table wine, sir. But he got so snotty because he was fine dining now, so he felt like he was around so much money that he was rich. I'm yeah. like, bitch, please. And it reminds me of this kid.
Yeah, yeah. This when we find out that he wants to be a yachty, I'm just like, oh gosh, this kid, this is going to be a rough journey ahead for him.
Yep. So mom's like, well, Benjamin likes nice things, and he's very influenced by that. And, you know, he can get carried away. He just has to realize he might not get to Monaco right away. It might take a little time.
And again, he's like upset that he's like 50 feet away from the border. It literally makes very little difference. So we get a little recap of House One, and we hear Ben say, it would almost haunt me to know I'm here, but not here. I'm like, sir, you're going to have to get over this, okay? Because it's literally the same city. Like, the entire city feels... I actually went to Monte Carlo back in 2007, and you cannot tell the difference between being in France or in Monaco. It's like being in West Hollywood versus, like, I don't know, not even Hollywood. West Hollywood, Hollywood, whatever. It's so immaterial, and to see him... making everyone's lives hell over this is both hilarious and maddening.
Yeah, he's like, but mom, I had to work so hard for so many years. Give me a fucking break. How old are you? And you were selling Hondas. It's not like you were scrubbing, you know, like scrubbing toilets. Get over it.
He has big dreams, though. So now Emily's on the phone, and she's like, she's just talking to someone. She goes, yes, I have my clients with me. Yeah, yeah, no. You heard. It's a student. I know.
The pool ones, yes. It's the pool ones.
The ones at the pool. Yeah, everyone knows.
So she says, I'm showing them a nice apartment today, and it's a little over budget, but seeing as he has said that he's flexible, it could be a winner. So she's like, okay, look at this. Take a step. Okay, we're in Monaco. Now take a step. We're in France. You like that?
And the mom's like, well, you can't get any closer. It's not Monaco, mother. Go away. Back to Connecticut.
She says, but there's a balcony, but there's no sea views in this one. He's like, ew, gross. Ah, fine, I guess we'll look. This place is $1,900 a month.
Yeah. This is a $600 increase. It's $150 over his budget. But then Emily's like, for your quote-unquote soft budget, LOL. So then...
No, this is $600 over, because didn't he say $13? Oh, no.
Well, no, 13 was below, but this one is 150 over his, he wanted 1750 as his soft budget.
Okay.
Thanks. So this one cracked me up because it comes with free cleaning, which is nice, a linen change, which is nice, and a gift basket. I've never heard of an apartment that comes with a gift basket. I almost would be sold by that.
Yeah, this sounds like kind of corporate housing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So he's like, oh my God, it's like living in a hotel. So they go in to check it out, and there's very fancy music. And this one is nice.
It is nice. I mean, it has like an aggressive pop of red thing going on with it. Like really, like a very red kitchen. And like, it's not just accents. It's like accent plus. But considering the last place that they looked at, I think this one, I was like, okay, this one's actually livable and nice.
Yeah. And so the mom's like, well, I'm just looking around for the reception desk because this is like a hotel. Oh, my God. Look at these closets. So much space, honey. He goes, I'll need it.
For all the shopping you're going to do when you're not paying rent in Monte Carlo. So he's like, I don't know whether or not that makes up for a sea view. I'm not sure because it turns out there's no sea view. Instead...
How much semen am I supposed to take with no sea view, okay?
Who is this kid? This kid who is a student in the most expensive country in the world or adjacent to it, who also is demanding a sea view on top of every single thing else. And honestly, the view that he does have is of like a street and these different houses. I would love that view. I love looking at other buildings and looking at people on the street. That's my favorite. I am... Pearl from 227. I am nosy and I love to sit there and just watch people walk to and fro and make stories up about them. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, I thought this view was pretty decent. It was like of the hills with home. I mean, it
was
pretty.
It was like a good city view. Yeah.
So yeah, this one's like big and modern. And it, by modern, I mean both in like red, but also in just newer, right? Yeah. The kitchen's a tiny little square kitchen, but it's still nice and newish. And he's like, and cleaning comes with it? And she goes, oh, I know what a mess you make. Maybe you do need the cleaning after all. Shut up, mother.
So mom is like, well, the view is but at least you do have a terrace. And there's like a nice bathroom. And so Ben loves how modern it is. And he said the furniture is beautiful, which that may be a stretch. But he's like, but to be over budget and still not in Monaco is not to be ideal. It's like you are a literal foot from Monaco. This guy is deranged.
Yeah. So Emily's like, so you're not coming around to the idea of being on the French side of the border? And he's like, at this point, I don't even want French fries, Sarah Plain and Tall. Get me a fucking apartment in Monaco before I gouge your eyes out with a caviar spoon.
Yes, because if I'm going to make the sacrifice of being over the border, at least I'll have so many amenities I could learn to live with that. But I mean, I need a sea view. So the mom is like, well, I don't know how important the gift basket is in the whole picture. I actually don't even know how important it is for you to live in Monaco, to be honest. To be what? On a boat? I don't get it.
Yeah. Luxury. It's called luxury. Okay. She's like, you need your balance. So now he's in a bar with his mom. It's like kind of a club bar, you know, like club lighting and stuff. And he goes, oh my God, mom, I'm taking such a big jump. It's so exciting. I mean, look at this place. I'm sure I'll be coming here a lot after school.
Yeah. And Linda says, it's love at first sight for Ben, but mom knows best. Love bites.
Oh, so he's like, so this is the first time I won't be working, so I'll have free time after classes. It's going to be so interesting to live the lifestyle we learn about in class.
You're not going to be living that lifestyle. Okay, you're going to be serving that lifestyle that you learn about in class. I think, does he think he's taking a graduate program on how to be rich? Like, I don't know. Does he know what his program is?
Yeah, he just heard luxury, so he signed up. But honey, you got a new thing coming. You better learn how to work a squirrel machine.
I know. I mean, the fact that he really is saying he's gonna be living the lifestyle we learn in class. I would like to see a follow up on this one.
And so the mom's like, well, you know, he likes the finer things in life, but most people don't start out that way, and he can't have it all at the beginning. I've watched Ben save money to do this, and I can't wait for him to be paying 10% of the bills. It's going to be amazing.
And then he's like, oh my God, I like this beer, but it'll taste even better on my terrace in Monaco. She's like, or your terrace in France, or how about just a terrace in Connecticut, honey? This is way too expensive for you. I see it with my own eyes now. What are we doing? We can't even afford this beer anymore.
So Linda's like, well, house one is a bargain, but Ben called the camera crew a bunch of C-words when we showed it. And number two had, let's put it in his own words, no C-view!
House three is in Monaco. So Emily is like, well, in order to find him a good deal, the compromise is there's going to be a lot of construction work outside. The owners are desperate to find a tenant, absolutely desperate. And unfortunately, that will require some special services on Ben's part. But I think we all knew he was going down that path anyway, didn't we?
Yeah. So the mom and Ben come over. And the mom's like, wow, there's a lot of construction outside. He's like, yeah, it's really loud. Yeah. Okay. Shut up, poor people. That's what you're going to have to take to get this. And this place is gorgeous. Like, this place is really, really nice. Like, nice wood floors, really nice furniture, an ocean view.
It's a passive aggressive listing. This is Emily's way of saying, if you ask one more time for Monaco, I'm going to show you, this is not you. This is not your life. This is not for you. You are a graduate student. You do not belong within the confines of this country. You are going to be in France in a shack.
I don't know if I told you the address, but it's 000. You didn't own this street. So let's go. Let's take a look at the living room. So he's like, oh my God, this is beautiful. This is exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah. He's like, oh my God. I was like, I want to move in. I can't imagine what this must cost. Well, let's just say, she goes, well, there's a catch. I had to pull a lot of strings to get a good deal in Monaco. And because of the construction, the owners wanted to give a discounted price, which is not for students. This is actually not for you at all. This is just a big joke for you. I'm sorry.
So the mom's like, what's the discount? She goes, it's $2,500. And the mom's like, whoa. Can one of those construction trucks outside do us a favor and get rid of Ben's gag reflex? Because that's the only way he's affording this place.
He goes, oh, as if he really thought this was going to come in around, you know, $1,600, right? So he's like, oh, my God, I love the bed. Oh, and there's a second terrace. Oh, there's a walk-in closet. I just want to live here. It's so beautiful. This is exactly what I'm looking for and more. And soon I will be living here. I will, because I'm a student. And as a student, I can live anywhere I want.
So the mom's like, but do you feel this? I mean, you hear the noise. And do you feel this vibration? I mean, my God, Ben. He's like, well, at least we don't have to pay a quarter in the wall for it to do this. Am I right? Emily's like, well, bear in mind, it's only in the day, the construction. The rest of the time, you're just tripping over the holes in the street. You love it. It'll be great for you.
Yeah. So he's just like ready to sign. He wants to move in despite the fact that it's like beyond out of his range. And especially when they're like, oh, well, the construction is only for 6 months. I'm like, so you only get the discount for 6 months?
Yeah.
You know, you want that discount for 2 years, right?
Yeah, because he's saying, oh, but the construction's done soon, right? The minute that construction's done, your ass is out on the street.
You are doing mime work. Yes. On the street for all the people eating outside the casino.
You need to thank the Lord every day you hear that jackhammering. That's for sure.
I know. So now like Ben and his mom go onto a boat to like discuss things. And it's like the oceans are turbulent because you just see the mom going up and down. Just like I'm surprised she just did not puke right there on camera.
And he's like, wow, this is the life, Mom. We should get a bigger boat. I mean, this one's so small. Let's get a bigger one. She's like, yeah, I'll get right on that, honey. Ben wants to be Madagascar. His house one is almost unthinkable. He's like, just because I'm a student doesn't mean I want to live like that.
House two is fancy, but Francie. See what I did there? I wanted to emphasize that it was in France, because apparently France is bad now. So it was too Francie, if you know what I'm saying. And house three is on the right side of the tracks, but not really for students.
One, Beausoleil on a budget. Two, fancy but not fancy. Three, not fancy. Three, coveted zip code. So he's like, well, I feel like I have to eliminate one. I think the first thing I should eliminate is a useful degree. Okay, that's out of the way. I'll take the expensive one.
Yeah, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, he's going to go for number two because it's like a livable apartment. It's not in Monaco. It's only a little bit over his budget. So like that's obviously the best one. So he goes like, okay, we have to eliminate one. So there's obviously one that's just totally, totally not acceptable because I only get to look at a beautiful street instead of the sea. So that's going to be number two. I have to get rid of that one.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, add red stuff and a bad terrace, and it's not in Monaco. And she's like, wise decision, honey. So he's like, okay, so we have to talk about that Monaco part, okay? Because, oh my God, Monaco, it was the biggest. It had two terraces. Oh my God. I mean, even with the construction. I mean, we left that place. I looked at that street and I said, I mean, who's not getting jackhammered to be in this neighborhood? Am I right?
So the mom's like, well, what about the Beaujolais apartment? Which is funny because it's Beausoleil, but she called it Beaujolais. It's one of the things that one of the ways I find joy in life is when people use Beaujolais incorrectly, which has really never happened. It's only happened like right here.
Oh my God, you're so bougie.
I'm so bougie. So look at the Beaujolaisoisie. So she goes, well, what about the Beaujolais one? And you know, it gives you a lot more money to play with. It's a very workable, nice apartment. Is this sea ever going to calm down? I swear to God, because that charcuterie, I spent a lot of money on that charcuterie board on land. I'm not upchucking it, okay?
I understand, Mother, but my dream was to be in Monaco. And she goes, but do you have to spend more money? I look at this. I mean, come on. You're going to be outside experiencing this world, the water, the boats, sun. I see Monaco apartment in your future someday. And I also see you standing next to someone very shriveled up in a wheelchair with saliva dripping down his mouth. Mother, stop your psychic bullshit, okay?
There's a place for us. Mother, stop it! Okay, So then he's like, you know what? I think the one that I'm going to go for is the absolute worst one that's the least, that's the least hospitable, that has some sort of disgusting decaying sofa in it. That's the one I'm going to do. And I'm going to use my leftover money to buy a sheet to put over it. I was like, this is what you're going to go with? He goes for house number one.
Yeah, I was actually shocked too. I'm surprised that he wasn't sobbing at this point.
I mean, look, I think his goals are totally unrealistic, but also, like, you know, enjoy some of your delusion, right? Like, this is just awful.
And she's like, but you'll have some money left over to shop and buy accessories and a couch cover. So now we see it all designed. And of course, it does look much nicer.
It does.
Basically, I mean, it had that foam couch in it. So anything would have made it look nicer. But of course, he has like a gold candelabra in that little tiny room.
Yeah, he's putting the lessons he's learned in graduate school to work, right? So,
decorating and stuff. He did a good job. I just cracked up when I saw that gold candelabra. And then they go sit out on the balcony. He's like, I'm bringing my gold candelabra. Hold on a sec, Mom.
Yeah, he's like, I think I'm made for Monaco. I mean, I'm learning something every day that I couldn't get in a textbook. I'm like, what are you learning? You're learning how to not afford things. You go into Monaco and not buy things because you realize you're a student in Monaco, not with a job.
Yeah. He's like, well, my mom had a good point. You know, I just need to learn more. And I already know how to put my fist in my mouth. I'm coming for you, Monaco.
He's like, and then there's like, let's go do more shopping. So they're walking down a sidewalk and he's like, can you believe this is my playground? I'm like, it's not your playground. You cannot afford this. Okay. Your playground.
Yeah. The only thing you're missing is one of those like brooms on a stick, or like one of those dustpan things on a stick, like they have at Disneyland.
Yeah. And he goes, and you know what? With all the money I'm saving, I could go for a car at least. And she's like, oh my God, a small one, please.
I know, it never ends with people like that. So funny. What a good one. Well, this has been a really, really fun season. Thank you guys so much for being here with us and listening to these. These are all available. Season 2 is all available for free. If you would like to listen to Season 1, that is on Stitcher Premium. So go sign up for that. When you sign up for Stitcher Premium, you also listen to Crappens with no commercials. So, you know what? You do you, you guys. We thank you so much for being with us, and we will talk to you over at Crappens.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.